Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I need you to, if for any reason you can't hear me or anything, let me know. Again, something happened with my laptop, and it's just, praise the Lord, both of them. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. We're not going to complain. We're going to say it's a beautiful day. And it is. It's a beautiful day. And we thank God for what we do have to come on and just give him glory and bless his name and thank him for his mercy and thanking him for his grace and tender care. There's no one like our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like our God. And our God is good. He's kind. He's merciful. He's loving. He guides us. He directs us. And he gives us our instructions. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Yes, we will. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord for everything. Thanking the Lord for his kindness. Yes. Giving honor to God who is my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving honor to God who is my life, and in him we move and have our being. Hallelujah. We get so excited sometimes and we forget to say giving honor to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For he is our all in all. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It is so good. I spoke with Mother and Minister Dunlap this morning. Good to have you on. And my dear darling sister, God bless you. Hallelujah. And everyone else who will be on a little later or at some appointed time. Hallelujah. I say that because it may be someone who will be on 10 years from now, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, I don't know. But we welcome you in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, daughters and sons of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Hallelujah. And he requires faithfulness from us. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Our God is good. I was thinking this past year has been a year, and it just has not been in one place. It's been all over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All over the world. Hallelujah. And one thing I can say about this, the earth is the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. The earth is the Lord. And they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. The earth belongs to our Father. Hallelujah. He is the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Besides him, there is none other. Hallelujah. We can just get an amen right there and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You think about it. You are a royal priesthood. Mm-hmm. Royal priesthood. Let's think about that. What a gift of revelation that is. That's a beautiful gift. To know who you are and whose you are. To have understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're royal. In the most. What's the word? In the. Let's just use this word. In the greatest way that you can comprehend royalty. take it higher. That's who you are. You are sons and daughters of the Most High. Bless your name, Almighty God. Of the Most High God. We are those who have given our life to our Lord and Savior, the Our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a royal priesthood. Does that exclude you from trouble? No. It will not and does not. It makes our pathway easy. Yes, because we're being directed and ordained by Him. Yes. Hallelujah. And He's the one that gives us the strength to endure. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Now we just get to the place where we say, I just choose to bless His name. I just choose to bless the name of the living God. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Wake up in the morning and I know sometimes things not going well for me. I'll speak about me. And it'll come up. I went to bed, laid down, and I was all right. Wake up this morning, and then a thought of complaining. Well, woe is me. I said, no. Just bless the Lord. I bless the Lord, and I thank the Lord for what I do have. Yes. Yeah, I just thank Him. Hallelujah. What about you? Oh, just thank you. Hallelujah. God loves us. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. And He cares about us. Yes, He does. Yes, the Almighty God does care about you and I. Yes, He does. Hallelujah. And He brings the sunshine even when it's cloudy, because we have it. We have the joy of the Lord. And that light shines. And it diffuses the light, the darkness. Hallelujah. We lift our hands to heaven. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good. And He's worthy to be praised. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. 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 I ask all those who know the word of prayer to pray for my son. I don't want to go into any details, but just ask God to strengthen him and keep him safe. Hallelujah. Guide and direct him. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank the Lord for you, Mother, and you, Brother Sammy, and you, my dear friend. And not that I don't thank God for everyone that come on the line, but I thank God for you and I thank God for everyone. I'm just mentioning three of you because you've been such an encourager for me, and I am blessed for you and because of that. Hallelujah. 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 So we're going into our scriptures this morning. We're going to read our, our regular scriptures. But yes, let's read what we normally read first. Okay. Everything looks good. what we normally read, and then from there we'll go into other scriptures. But you know where I'm talking, Genesis, the first chapter. Yes, hallelujah, first place mentioned, hallelujah, first place mentioned, first mentioned, hallelujah, God is so good. We have all this election in our own Georgia, and we have people hungry, mothers in fear of losing their homes that they worked so hard for, don't have jobs, and I tell you, if you're not in Georgia, you won't know all the stuff that we're going through here with all of this election. I thought they had cut out bad campaigning, but my Lord, we have gone lower than low, lower than low. People say low, just plain old low. And you know, people say, it is the Lord that put up one and take down another. Now I'll leave it just like that. So, and money is being spent, and these advertisers are just raking it in. These companies are raking the money in, and they'll let you act a fool all you want because they're making the money. And the ones who are making these ads, it's the joke. They're making money over left, over right, however people say. They just making buku money. And some of them probably the same ones making ads for both candidates, all four of the candidates. My money don't, woo! Oh, I thought we had gotten to the place of intelligence, but it's awful. It's awful. It's awful. And then it's geared at us like we're idiots, that like we can't think for ourselves, and you could just tell us any old thing. You could just say anything and stir up hatred that they know that's in so many of us, and not love, but hatred. Not respect for one another. No, they just stirring up all kind of mistrust, all kind of just, and they know so much that they won't even share with the people how rough it is. And so they stepping right in it. They don't care. They just, this is what I want, and I want it at any cost. And we are, people are hungry. The lines are so long of people trying to get food. Some people saying they've never been in that situation in their life. And then we have people who are hungry for the word, and we just giving them sweet little tippy toe stuff, so they are like us. And it's not about us. It's about God. All souls are mine, says the Lord. All souls. And then he said in another place, stop your voice like a trumpet and tell my people of their transgression. Woe to the pastor that lead my people astray. Woe to the pastor that lead my people astray. It is time for us to wake up. The line is drawn in the sand. And people said to me, you won't have anybody because you can't talk like that. Well, I don't know about all of that, but I know you have to tell the people the truth. Because that person that said it to me ain't got no heaven and ain't got no hell to put nobody in. Ain't didn't blow the breath of life. Oh, my God. As a man, and man became a living soul. No. No, they didn't, and they don't. Hallelujah. Mislead God's people so you can have a number. So you. As we will read in Isaiah, we weren't created for that. We were created for God's glory, not our glory. We weren't created for what we could get. We were created to glorify him. And I went on my tantrum, and I didn't mean to. But we just have to stand. And does that mean that we're all standing at every moment and that we make the right decisions, that we do the right thing? No, it does not. God knows it doesn't. It doesn't. But what it does, saying that this is my life now, and yes, I may make mistakes, but I don't want to wallow in it. And that's not my lifestyle. My lifestyle is the lifestyle of the will of God and what God says is right. And yes, being a free will agent, we can get frustrated. We can get all of these things and choose to say and do something that we even know we shouldn't have done or said, but we do it. But yet, we know. Woo, thank you, Jesus. We can run to our Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In his arms. In his arms. In his loving arms. Yes, Lord. And ask for forgiveness. Yes. And he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes. That's our life. No. We don't... Sin is not our life, and we're not happy in it. No, no, no. And everyone on the face of this earth have the right to choose God, choose to live pleasing to him. Yes, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. I don't remember if I shared this, and perhaps I did. I like to read ancient books, and I read this one, and it was said that reminded us in the reading that they drove Adam and Eve out of the garden that day. That they sinned against God. God didn't hate them, but they sinned against God. But we'll deal with that point at another time. The point that I wanted to make was that Adam wanted God to, the way God drove them out was a way opposite from where the wind would blow, that they could smell the fragrance of the garden. And so Adam pleaded with God, according to the writing, to at least let them smell the fragrance of the garden. And God said no. He wanted them to remember they had done. Not smelling the fragrance after being driven out of the garden would remind them of what they lost and what they had done. And he promised them, according to the writing, that they would be saved, but they could not go back into the garden. He said he could not allow them. It would have been more harmful than good for all that would come down the line through them. I added that part. But God wouldn't, and God didn't hate them. But we want to live a life that's obedient to our God. The scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. Yes, we go through a lot of things, but God. But God is there with us. He's our healer, our deliverer. He defends us. He covers us for us. He is a hiding place for us. Yes, all of that for us. He is more than enough. And he's faithful to us. But the least little thing, we just throw our hands up and we say that God doesn't love me and God doesn't care. God has forgotten me. We do it. We, not you. We do it. And we need to get to the place where we see him and know that he knows what he's doing and that he'll see us through the storm. I've heard of so many stories of people losing loved ones. I mean, a story. I heard one that was like a love story. And the young lady lost her husband, her grandmother, her mother, I mean, all kind, in 1 year, just in the span of months. Yes. Just devastation. And each one, I don't minimize what I've gone through, what you've gone through, because it was painful, and it is painful. And that's your journey, my journey. Carol, that's nothing to look at this person. Oh, you ain't going through nothing. My pain is my pain. Your pain is your pain. But God is in the middle, right there with us. And that's a blessing. And the one that we're speaking of is the one that we're about to read in Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Bless your name. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The sixth day, the 26th verse. The last thing that he created, and it was on the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Oh my God, hear it. And God said, let us make man in our image, bless his name, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28 verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. Thus the heaven and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God is so good. God, just let that sink into your spirit, man. We know in whom we believe. There's no shadow of doubt. The word is alive. It's quick. It's alive. And it brings life to us. Yes, it does. It brings hope to us. It strengthens our faith in God. Yes, because we begin, our faith is established on the solid rock. Not by a figment of our imagination. Glory. Hallelujah. There are people that would say, well, ancient did this, people did that before the Bible was written and this thing and that. But this declares and can be backed up. Hallelujah. Everything God promised, everything God said will come to pass. Look over at Israel. Everybody gave up. Everybody said it wasn't impossible, just about. Not quite everybody. And then, can a nation that was a nation, that was no longer a nation, become a nation? The answer is yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. He's God all by himself. Hallelujah. He made a promise. He made a promise. He made promises, and he kept every one. Abraham took Isaac up. He said, don't touch him. God will provide. And God provided his sacrificial lamb, his only begotten son. He provided. Oh, glory. And in its appointed time, our Savior came, and he died for us to restore us back into right relationship with our Father. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Our Savior came to save us. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. He told his disciples, pointing at Jerusalem, he says, with this, oh, by sickle, my purpose, I came. Hallelujah. He loves you so much that he willingly paid the price for you and I. Yes, he did. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. God is so good, and we are eternally grateful. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:7 says, everyone listen, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. God said, everyone that is identified with, that identify with my name, he has created them for his glory. He has formed them. He has made them. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. Now, this is what God is saying to us about him. Let's read verse, Holy Ghost, clear our minds of distraction that we may hear and receive. Hallelujah. When we read and when we hear. Hallelujah. Give us revelation knowledge. Give us clarity and illumination, understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, yeah, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. God is good, and there is none like our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God is God, and he's God alone. Now, isn't that just a blessing? I mean, when I read that, and I thank God that God love us so much, after all he has done and all we have done, he still encourages us to know that we belong to him and that he loves us, and that there don't go over there trying to be like someone else and their God and their idols. I am God, and I'm God alone. You know, it's nothing like it, nothing. No one can compare, and you belong to him. You belong to him. It's amazing. The love that he has for us is just amazing. It's just amazing. Hallelujah. 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 And with that being said, we'll go to 2 Chronicles 7:13. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just go right on over there. Now, listen. This, and I mean, there are people who are going through, my God, from Zion. Things that we just had couldn't. Last year, this time, it was not even a part of our imagination. There were words that we use now that the average person didn't even know exist. It was just something in the dictionary. But now it's a household word. But listen to this. And we read 2 Chronicles 7:14. But we don't do 13. That we really need to hear what's being said here. Verse 13 says, and this is God speaking, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if I do that, if I, that's God saying, shut up heaven and you'll get no rain. Or if I command the locusts to defile the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. I just got a vision. My God. Oh, Lord God, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. You, Lord. We gotta trust God. Not with our natural eye. Not with our spiritual eye. We have to trust Him knowing that He's God. And, oh my God, He is God. Oh God, help us. Help us. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's what he said. That's what he said. If he did what he spoke in 13, and we do what 13, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. I'm not saying to anyone, and we would be so messed up if we didn't do the things that, the medical are asking of us, and they give you a mask, wear your mask, wash your hands. I even now say spray the car when you get it, before you get in, and spray the car when you get out. Spray or wipe yourself down, your clothes, or take them off and wash them. Don't wear your good stuff. Cleaner's bill. I mean, up to you. But just think about not contaminating someone else and not passing, allowing someone to pass something on to you. So do the necessary things that are help to prevent as far as they know. You know what I'm saying? And then we pray, or we pray and do the right thing. They don't know, but God has the answer. God is the answer. God is to all the wars in the world, all the pain, all the sorrow. God is the answer. God himself is the answer. Relating and depending totally on God for everything. No one can help us but God. But we have to obey the law of the land as long as it does not override or attempt to override his will, God's command. But God says, if he shut up heaven. But I have a question to ask you. Would you still trust him? Would you still love him when things on the earth go bone dry? But here in 14, he tells us what we can do to heal the land. Let's ask God not to let us have a hard heart. Let our heart not get hard and callous. But some mighty, mighty, mighty rough things can occur. But God. Hallelujah. But God. Every moment is precious. Every day is precious. Moment by moment is precious. So we live our life dressed, expecting God, dressed for his return. Where he opened our eyes and show us where we are in error, repent quickly, and keep it moving. Someone is watching you, and they need to see what's coming out of your mouth. You're serious, because they may have to go through, and you'll be that light for them. Hallelujah. But remember, when times get so rough, let's still hold on. Or when it becomes so good, remember that. Life can become so sweet and so good that we forget our commitment to God. It don't take all of that. You know. All of a sudden, life going so good, you being rocked to sleep. Rocked right on out. You here, but you're not here. Doing nothing. Busy doing and doing nothing. Because everything is going all right. And you'll find yourself further back than when you were when you came in. Mm-hmm. So we thank God for meeting our needs and then adding, yes, Lord, oh, God is good. But we can't become selfish and sinful. Letting that we said was dead come alive. Let's pray that God will come alive in us more and more. Our light shine brighter and brighter and brighter. Our light shining bright, not for our glory, but for God's glory. Yes. They don't never have to mention your name. They don't never have to say no. Oh, God. God. Oh. That special place God have you in. You're higher. Not that you turn your nose up at people and act ugly, but Radiosa is open to every human being on the face of this earth. Come on up a little higher in me. Yes. 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 Oh, my God. Meaning the way your character. Yes. Your integrity. Yes. Your prayer life, like you indeed have a relationship with God. Woo! Come on. Hallelujah. Your walk. Oh, it's different. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the height that we're talking about. Yes, Lord. Oh, you do something mean and nasty to me. Hallelujah. Can't touch me. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, glory. Glory. Bless the Lord. Our life. Bless the Lord. Our life. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on up a little higher in God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. My soul says yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So often we say, yes, Lord, but we have pre-programmed in our mind what our yes is. But we say, Lord, whatever you say, whatever you want me to do, but you know I have it all. I got it. I got it all planned out. This is how it's going to be. Not so. God have you in a place and you trying, well, Lord, I thought this and I thought that. No, no, that's not what I called you to do. I called you to do this first. This right here, this ministering to me right here where I have you, right here. This is it, right here. Well, what can I do? Talk to me about the situation. Talk to me. Show love and kindness. Uh-huh. Changing lives. Uh-huh. God got you on display. Uh-huh. Oh, God. God got you on display. God have you on display. Yes. Yes. Think about it. You don't have to talk about it. Think about it. God have you on display. Check your attitude. We have to, not when I say you, I'm talking all of us, me included. Check your attitude. Uh-huh, uh-huh, your motive, uh-huh, because you know God sees all of that, uh-huh, I just pretend, uh-huh, mm-mm, God don't want any pretenders, uh-uh, I'll just fake it till it's right, until it's done, uh-huh, mm-mm, God does not want that, no, he doesn't, he wants us to be real. And we sang a song, whatever you do for Christ, let it be real. Yes. Not, you know, a lot of times we do things or people will do things and everybody raving over them, giving them honor and glory. And they know their attitude wasn't right. They know, but they'll just sit and they're raving over me. No. We don't need that one. We don't need that. It's not about it. It's not about it. And yes, it can hurt when someone else takes all the credit. Oh, well, they proclaim the credit for themselves. But you know, God knows. Yes, he does. Said all that to say, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on us. And he loves us. And he cares. But he's given us power and authority. When we mature up and learn to use it, when we learn to use it and mature up, that brings him glory. And he can trust you with it. It's a wonderful thing. And that leads us to our scripture, Psalms, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Bless his name. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be, not could, not might, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth his fruit in his season. Not when everybody else. Your fruit in your season. Your fruit in your season. Hallelujah. And in your season, the suddenly factor take place. They said for over 400 years, the earth was silent. Well, I'm not going to go into all of that, because that's powerful right there. And we can talk about that for weeks. But I just say, but suddenly, ooh, hallelujah, the angel appeared in the Holy of Holies and had a talk with John the Baptist's daddy. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, suddenly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's appointed time in the your season. Oh, God, bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. It's suddenly. Hallelujah. Oh, in your season. When your fruit is ripe and ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll bring it forth. Hallelujah. Pew, there it is. Hallelujah. In its season. Hold close tight to God. Ooh, God. Learn everything. Grow. See yourself as a tree. Growing. Be nurtured. In the master's hand. at the master's direction. Hallelujah. When the master said, the fruit blooms. On the tree, there blossoms. The wind comes, the rain comes to destroy and cause the blossoms to fall off. But not so. Hallelujah. They held on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And suddenly, the sweet fragrance of the morning dew. Hallelujah. The sun. Oh, rich. The soul and the blossom. Hallelujah. Directed by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. It's rich. And the blossom turned into a beautiful fruit. Hallelujah. Leaves are healthy. Yes. Hallelujah. The sap. Ooh, just flows freely. Hallelujah. To produce the fruit. Hallelujah. 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 But we got our instructions from the beginning. And our instruction says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. No, can't do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless his name. In your season, God sees you right where we are. He knows where you are. And he knows the time of your fruit, your tree, to bear fruit. You say you are a tree. He says you are like a tree to give us a for instance. Hallelujah. Oh, I do thank you for staying on with me. And our closing scripture is Numbers, of course, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom, nothing missing and nothing broken. Jude, the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that you're loved by the Almighty God. God bless you and keep you until we meet again at the appointed time. Have a blessed day in God. Amen and amen. Love you.